Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be featuring songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s, one each decade in that order. First up this half hour, we'll hear from Barrett Strong, then Marvin Gaye, DeBarge, Stevie Wonder, Michael Jackson, The Commodores, The Temptations, and Diana Ross. All coming up the next half hour as we feature songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s.
Tom Fallon.
Thank you. And all the same, there's no need to wonder why I need you. Please hear me.
Say it up, baby. Say it up, darling.
Say, baby.
Cause I really love you, baby.
Oh, baby.
Oh, I really love you, darling.
And baby, all.
Say it up, baby. Say it up, darling. Oh, cause I really love you, baby.
Sure enough, waiting.
A Motown memory from DeMarge. That was All This Love. It reached number 17 in the U.S. pop charts from 1983. Before that, from 1973, reaching number one, Marvin's great song, Marvin Gaye, that is, Let's Get It On. And we started with Barrett Strong's only top 40 song. He later decided he'd rather be a producer and a writer than an artist singing songs. But that was the classic Money, That's What I Want, reaching number 23 from 1960. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Allen. For this hour, we're featuring songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s in that order. Well, we've already heard three songs, one each from each of those three decades. Now we're back to the 1960s, and a 45 that didn't chart, but it is a great song in its own right from Stevie Wonder, and it was both written and produced by Stevie. The song coming up is called Just Enough to Ease the Pain. Well, Stevie was born in Saginaw, Michigan in 1950, the third of six children to Calvin Junkins and Lula Mae Hardaway. Because he was born 6 weeks prematurely, the blood vessels at the back of his eyes had not reached the front, and their aborted growth caused the retinas to detach. So Stevie became blind shortly after birth. Well, when he was four, his mother left his father and moved herself and her children to Detroit. She changed her name back to Hardaway and later changed her son's surname to Morris, partly because of his relatives. Well, Morris has remained Stevie Wonder's legal surname ever since. He began playing instruments at an early age, including piano, harmonica, drums, and bass. During childhood, he was active in his church choir. Well, he was signed to Motown in late 1961, and he released two albums. The first one was called The Jazz Solo, Little Stevie, and the second was called Tribute to Uncle Ray in 1962. Unfortunately, both were not successful. But at age 13 in 1963, he had a major number one hit with Fingertips Part 2. Well, let's spin the clock forward 6 years from 1963 to 1969. Here is Stevie Wonder, Just Enough to Ease the Pain. Right here on Motown Memories.
If my world seemed dark and gloomy, and my life seemed not worthwhile, would you leave me here alone, girl? Would you leave me here to cry? Now you say you idolize me. Don't leave me.
song with your requests. MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Songs forevermore, evermore, evermore, evermore.
Commodores with a great song, Night Shift, reaching number 3 in the U.S. pop charts from 1984. Before that, a 1972 tune from Michael Jackson on his own, but also with the Jackson 5 at this time. That was I Want to Be Where You Are, reaching number 16. And we started with Stevie Wonder's song from 1969, didn't chart, but it was called Just Enough to Ease the Pain. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s in that order. Well, we just heard from the 1980s, and now we're back to the 1960s. A song from 1969 by The Temptations. Coming up, Psychedelic Shack. Well, Psychedelic Shack was produced by Norman Whitfield, and the single continues their submergence into psychedelia with multi-lead vocals, hard rock guitars, synthesizer sound effects, multi-track drums, and stereo-shifting vocals, giving the record a distinct sound. The song is a dedication of sorts to psychedelic shacks, describing the activities and atmosphere within those shacks. Lead and background vocals by The Temptations were by Dennis Edwards, Eddie Kendricks, Paul Williams, Melvin Franklin, and Otis Williams. And instrumentation by the great Motown house band called The Funk Brothers. Well, here are The Temptations, Psychedelic Shack, right here on Motown Memories.
Hold it. Listen.
Yes.
Tom Fallon plays all the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Diana Ross, a beautiful song, Touch Me in the Morning, reaching number one in the U.S. pop charts from 1975. And we started with that 1969 great song reaching number seven, The Temptations with Psychedelic Shack. This half hour, we featured songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s in that order. We just finished up with the 1975 tune from Diana Ross, so right after the break, we're into the 1980s by Jermaine Jackson, actually a song from 1980, so keep it right here on Motown Memories.